From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Serbia says it is not able to handle the vast number of migrants gathered on its sealed border with Hungary after Hungarian officials closed the gap in its fence with Serbia as part of a crackdown on the migrants. Serbian Foreign Minister Ivica Dačić said on Tuesday that Serbia is not a collection center. Earlier Tuesday, Hungarian officials closed two official border crossings due to what they said were inadequate controls on the Serbian side. Hungary also declared a state of emergency in two southern counties as a part of a crackdown on migrants trying to reach the European Union. More than 430,000 migrants seeking a better life, including refugees from Syria and Iraq, have crossed into Europe this year. Migration watchers say nearly 3,000 have died trying. The United States is warning North Korea against engaging in irresponsible provocations after Pyongyang announced it had restarted normal operations at its Yongbyon nuclear complex. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Tuesday that North Korea should refrain from actions that serve only to aggravate regional tensions and should focus instead on fulfilling its international obligations and commitments. The White House issued the statement after North Korea warned it is ready to use nuclear weapons against the United States at any time. The comments published in the Korean Central News Agency came as Pyongyang also threatened to use banned ballistic missile technology, and they would use this to launch a weather satellite into orbit. Relations between Seoul and Pyongyang are notoriously rocky. This is VOA News. A UN special investigator warns Burundi could slip back into open warfare unless the international community takes urgent preventative action. Lisa Schlein reports.
Pablo de Greiff, a UN special investigator on mass violations, says much has happened since he visited Burundi in December, and none of it good. He says Burundi has turned away from the peaceful path it had followed since the 2000 Arusha Agreement that ended the country's civil war. He says the government of President Pierre Nkurunziza is no longer attempting to build a society based on the rule of law. The UN investigator says the international community and regional governments cannot afford to simply stand by and wait for new mass atrocities to recur in Burundi. He warns this would risk a major conflict in the Great Lakes region with unpredictable and frightening results. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Russian President Vladimir Putin defended his country's military support for Syria, saying Tuesday that Russia will continue to aid President Bashar al-Assad's forces in their fight against terrorist aggression. Speaking at a regional security conference in Tajikistan, Putin said Assad is open to working with a healthy opposition in Syria on a political solution to the conflict that has stretched on for 4.5 years. His comments come a day after the U.S. Defense Department confirmed reports that Russia appears to be setting up an airbase in Syria. Iran's nuclear chief said late Monday that the head of the U.N. nuclear watchdog will visit Tehran later this week. Ali Akbar Salehi made the comments to Iranian television after meeting in Vienna with International Atomic Energy Agency chief Yukiya Amano. The IAEA will be the body in charge of overseeing the agreement Iran reached in July with a group of 6 world powers to limit its nuclear program in exchange for economic sanctions relief. Two political novices, billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump and former neurosurgeon Ben Carson, topped the latest survey as the choice of U.S. Republicans for the party's 2016 presidential nomination. As the 16-candidate Republican field gets set for another round of debates Wednesday night, the CBS New York Times poll released Tuesday shows the flamboyant Trump 27% support and a more reserved Carson trailing with 23%. And when Pope Francis visits the United States next week on a 3-city tour, he will deliver only 4 of his 18 planned speeches in English. The Pope remarks at the White House and Congress will be among those made in English. The 78-year-old Francis faces a packed schedule on his first trip to the United States. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.